This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we hear from R&B legend Isaac Hayes. But first, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Iraq today. She first stopped in the Sunni-dominated city of Mosul and appealed to Iraqis to bridge their sectarian differences. Rice also stressed the importance of improving the daily lives of Iraqis.
Unless people can be employed, unless they can have access to electricity, unless they can feel that there is an economic future, it is hard to secure a country at the national level.
Rice later went on to Baghdad and met with the prime minister and other senior Iraqi officials. Robin Wright is the diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post. She's traveling with the Secretary of State and joins us now. And Robin, this was an unannounced visit. Why is the Secretary of State in Iraq today?
The secretary is in Iraq to encourage Sunni Muslim, the minority in Iraq, to participate in the upcoming political election in mid-December, which is the last step in the 2.5-year political transition.
And tell us about the meeting she held today.
She met in Mosul, her first stop, with the provincial leadership, which is Sunni-dominated. This is in a province where the majority of the Iraqis rejected the constitution during a vote last month, and where the insurgency has made sporadic mayhem for U.S. forces. The police force just a year ago disintegrated. She then went to Baghdad, and she's held meetings with five different Sunni leaders reflecting the total political spectrum from the Islamist current to those, including a former general in Saddam Hussein's army. She's trying to, again, encourage them, reassure them, make clear that the 20% of the Iraqi population that is Sunni will not be excluded. That's a tough battle, but essential to the success of the U.S. mission and creating the kind of stable environment that will allow U.S. troops to begin withdrawing.
And how was her visit received by the Iraqis she met with and by the Sunnis in Mosul?
Well, to be frank with you, it's very hard to tell. We went to heavily fortified areas under U.S. control where most Iraqis have no access to her. I suspect most Iraqis do not still know that she's been to either place. She has to move under very heavy security, and her trip was not announced until she had already arrived in each city.
There was another fatal bombing yesterday in Baghdad. At least 35 people were killed and many more wounded. Senator John McCain yesterday was pessimistic about the insurgency in Iraq. What did Secretary Rice say about this?
Well, she didn't address the insurgency very much. She did laud the progress in Mosul, where the police force is being rebuilt, where during the month of Ramadan, the holy month for Muslims, there was less violence, although it has picked up in the last 10 days or so. She has not addressed it beyond to focus on the need for creation of jobs, providing electricity. The U.S. is setting up a new system called Provisional Reconstruction Teams that will merge civil affairs and the State Department rebuilding efforts, along with the military, to give a more civilian veneer to reconstruction. And this is an attempt to bring wider support from Iraqis who are either concerned about association with the U.S. military or are angry about it.
Did she address the possible involvement of Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who claimed responsibility for that bombing as well as the bombings in Jordan?
En route to Iraq, she talked to several of us on the plane and mentioned that she is considering going to Jordan. Like Pakistan with its earthquake, she said it will depend on whether this would be a drain on their resources, but that she does want to signal U.S. support for the Jordanian government. She did not mention who might be responsible for it.
She's heading to other countries in the Middle East. Which ones, and what does she hope to achieve there?
Actually, three. She's going to Bahrain next, and then to Saudi Arabia, and finally, she'll stop in Israel and go on to the Palestinian territories. At each stop, there's a different mission. In Bahrain, she's going to talk about democracy promotion. In Saudi Arabia, she'll be talking about the strategic dialogue created during King Abdullah's visit to President Bush's ranch in Crawford earlier this year. And with the Palestinians, she'll be talking largely about security issues, the kind of things that will foster confidence in Israel and any prospects for movement on broader peace efforts.
Robin Wright is the diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post, traveling with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.